joining us now to talk some college basketball. It's great to catch up. I saw him over at Blue Wahoo Stadium. He was out there for the UWF football game, and always great to catch up with one of the nicest guys you'll meet, and the head coach that's doing a great job with the team, 7-1 this year, off to a great start, and it shouldn't surprise anyone if you've watched their practices or their games over the years. Coach Jeff Berkhammer, kind enough to make time, UWF's men's basketball coach. Coach, thank you so much for your time.
Hey, Chad, it's always great to talk with you. Great to visit with you.
Coach, looking at, I want to start because you know I always go off, let's start first off the season and where you're at right now to where you've seen some of your other teams, because that's one thing. Going through 2020 was tough for everybody, but I know as a head basketball coach, it had to be even tougher. And then you talk about, you know, all the years before, there's been the ups and downs, but the community, I think the people out there, we believe in you. I've seen you practice and I've seen you guys, and I know you're a good coach from a standpoint of the X's and O's and just watching the style you guys get up and down the court. I love it. And this year, it seems like a lot of those pieces, though, Coach, they're coming together, which it makes me smile looking at the record and the way you're doing it. What's different about this team compared to some of the other teams?
Well, it's been really a fun year. This is a really good group. I think they are very good listeners. They're very coachable. They get along really well, and they play well together. And we've been able to string some games together. We've found different ways to win. A really cool thing is 6 of our 8 games so far have been on the road. So we've found a way to kind of build that toughness and find ways to win on the road. You know, we've played from ahead with the lead and had to figure out how to finish games. We've played from behind and been able to finish games. So it's been a really good kind of a preseason before we kind of get into the bulk of the conference games. But these guys have done a terrific job. We've had about half our team returning from last year and half new guys, and the returning guys have really helped the new guys step in and understand kind of what we do and how we do things. And because of that, I think, you know, we've got off to a great start.
Coach, if you look right now at the season, it's been one, like you said, a lot of these games on the road. You got a game coming up against Lee at Shorter, a team that you're very familiar with. And then you start to hit the games at home, Auburn, Montgomery, Montevallo. But if you I was asked this question, and out of all the years of covering basketball, I never really thought of it because I'm not a head coach. But is it, in your opinion, easier to coach when you've got a big lead or easier to coach when you're down a bunch from a standpoint of how you run your system? Not obviously we all want the big lead, but from a coaching perspective, what's easier?
Well, you're right. You only want the lead. You never want to be playing from behind unless you have to. And I think it kind of depends on your team. If you got a mature team, it really doesn't matter. If you're a team that's still feeling their way and you're young or you haven't got many games under your belt and you're playing from behind, maybe a little bit tougher, you know, kind of trying to figure out a way to catch up. You know, there's some things you can do if you're ahead, maybe to slow the game down or to get into different defenses or change this or that, that could help you play with the lead. But playing from behind, especially on the road, I think is a little bit tougher.
Yeah, you always watch those classic games where you get like a Duke and they might be playing a lower seed and they're down by 15 earlier in the tournament. And then I'm always intrigued to see how that coach handles, knowing that there's going to be a run by those elite athletes, and see how they handle it, how they manage their timeouts. If they go in a 7-0 spurt, do they stop it? Or they continue to put – maybe they're one of those three-point shooting teams like Wofford, and do you stop, and then do you continue to play at that pace because you're just that confident? Like that day we saw Maryland-Baltimore County against Virginia, and it was so cool because that team just never took their foot off the gas pedal, and they end up winning it. But, Coach, those are the kind of things – where I think it's great. Now, you always have been an up-tempo type coach, but do you believe that you need to situate yourself as a head coach around the athletes that you have, or do you try to get those athletes to develop into the system that you go with?
Well, we try to recruit guys into how we want to play. And if we can do that, then, you know, we're going to try to get up and down the floor. We're going to try to press some. We're going to try to play some of our 1-1-3 zone. But we do want to play up and down. We've spread the floor now a little bit more than we used to. We pass and cut a lot more. All 5 guys are involved. And I think guys like how we're playing right now, and I think you can see that, Chad, because we've had different guys as leading scorers. We've had different guys leading rebounders. It's been different people just about every night. We're playing about 10 deep, and that's been really helpful. We can bring in 5 at a time. We've done that a bunch. At the second media timeout, we've subbed 5 for 5. In a number of games. So we feel good about our bench. We feel good about our depth. And I think that's another thing that goes into playing, you know, with ahead or behind. You got to kind of know your team and know what kind of confidence you have in that group that's in there. Are they three-point shooting group? Is it a group that goes inside better? Are we better pressing? Are we better playing half-court man-to-man? And you just got to get a feel for the game and a feel for your guys and then, you know, see how the game goes.
Hey, Coach Drew here. Given the fact that you are returning more guys, that you go 10 deep, that you have that depth, what, coming into the season, were your expectations as to where they are now, I guess, given being 8 games in and being at 7-1?
Well, we felt really good about our recruiting group. I felt good about them as kids. I thought they would come in and really work hard, and they have. I've been really impressed with the fact that they've been able to pick things up. I think we're a pretty smart team. We figure things out quicker. We're able to pick things up, whether it be through a scout or through just practice things we're working on offensively or defensively. I think we've been able to pick things up pretty quick. And then when you add that with the guys that are coming back from last year, because, you know, honestly, we changed some things last year. We were playing a little bit differently offensively, and I think it took our players a little bit of time to kind of figure it out and get comfortable. It took our coaching staff a little bit of time to figure it out and get comfortable. And now, because of that, we've got a group returning, and then, you know, you add in those new guys that have a pretty good basketball intellect, and we've been able to move forward pretty quickly.
Speaking with UWF men's basketball coach Jeff Berkhammer, kind enough to make time for us, off to a 7-1 great start, as it's been a great year for the Argos. Coach, have you seen any, from a standpoint of since UWF having that national title in football and having, it was a rough time at the end of that game, obviously, against Newberry. We cover UWF football and having a sad loss, but still what Coach Shinnick's done is incredible. But have you seen a difference in just the feel of athletics since basketball and football are always two big sports with baseball and a couple others, but have you seen that difference with the football team and having that first game on campus where we went and said hi and you had to wait through one of my selfies that I took for our website? But, you know, Coach, do you see the difference, though, from having that football team on campus?
Well, I think it's always great to have football. You know, people get excited, especially in the South, about football, and we've been good. Obviously, Pete's done an unbelievable job. We've got good players, and they've played very well. They've played at a high level quickly, and I think that's just raised everybody else's expectations. But, you know, Chad, our school has just got a lot of good teams. If you look what Melissa Walter did this year with the volleyball team, you know, they're 36-35-2 and got to the regional final. And both men and women's soccer got into the regionals and got to host, did really well. So, I mean, all of our fall sports just were terrific and just had great seasons. And now we're hoping that women's basketball and men's basketball keep it going. I know our spring sports will be good too. So just a great place to coach and be involved with athletics.
UWF getting set already off to a good start. And like we said, go out and support the team. It's always rocking. And, you know, I was talking to Drew during the break, my co-host. He's been down here a little less than a year. He's had to put up with all my stuff, which, you know, he deserves a medal for that. But, Coach, he's out here, and he's from Indiana. So this guy, he lives and breathes college basketball. He looks like, you know, the kids in the Willy Wonka movies that see the chocolate on the fountains when he watches college hoops. So he's got to get out there. So I know you're on the spot right here, but you've always welcomed the doors. If I brought Drew out to one of the practices, are we good to go?
Absolutely. Come watch us practice. You guys can jump in here and give us some pointers if you want to. I'll use all the help I can get, but absolutely, come out to practice.
Absolutely. Perfect.
Hey,
I'm ordering my Amazon trampoline shoes right now with the lights. Okay, thank you. But, Coach, also, I know you're a fan of just sports in general and have had a chance to travel. When it came down to the college football playoff, and, you know, who do you like with Alabama, with Georgia, Michigan, and Cincinnati, sort of the underdog story for folks like me at UCF?
Yeah, you know, I would like Cincinnati to win just because of that. You know, I think some of the smaller schools get put down a little bit. They've had an unbelievable season. They deserve the opportunity. And now I don't know if they will win. Alabama played great the other day. If they play that well, I don't know if anybody can beat them. But Georgia's awfully good. I don't know if they played as well as they can possibly play. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But I think it'd be a couple really good games. I love college football, so it'd be fun to watch.
Getting rolling with more games into the Gulf South Conference, Coach, at 7-1 right now, do you feel, where is this conference overall? Because we're going to learn a lot more and pay attention, but at this point, do you feel that some of your talent that you're playing this year, it's always one of the toughest conferences, but is it one that this year, do you feel like you have a really good shot of winning it?
Well, that's a good question. In Division II, you really don't know till you start playing because you don't know who people really have and who left and all those things. And I think the league will be very good again. I think it's a little bit more balanced. I don't know if there's anybody that's a bad team. There's just going to be some teams that may be a little bit better than others. Union right now has jumped out to, I think, 8-0 record and has really played well. I know they've got a bunch of returning guys. I think they'll be very good. I think West Alabama really guards you, so that'll be interesting, you know, playing those guys. Valdosta's always good. Huntsville's always good. You know, so it's going to be a battle. We won at West Georgia the other day, and they got basically their whole team back off an NCAA tournament team. We're going to Lee on Saturday. They've got everybody back off an NCAA tournament team. So the league is good. The league is good, and hopefully we've kind of raised our level of play, and we'll go in and compete really well against some of these very good teams.
Coach, our last segment, we talked about the best college football coaches, and, you know, it's all about opinion, styles. But to you, in your sport, because you are a coach that's had success in building programs and being there at UWF here as our guy in town, but what coach do you look at in college basketball, the Jay Wrights, the Jim Boeheims, the Coach K's? Who to you is the guy that you look up and say, man, that guy's amazing, or if that guy had better resources or talent, he would be the best of all time? Who would you say that guy is to you when you look at coaches in college basketball?
Well, I grew up loving Dean Smith in North Carolina basketball, and Coach Williams, got to know him a little bit, really liked how he did things. Being from West Virginia, you know, Huggins is a guy that I've known for a long time, and love how hard their guys play defensively, love how hard North Carolina plays together, and how fast they play offensively. So those are a couple guys that I think I've kind of looked to, but you know, there's a bunch of them out there. There's a lot of good coaches. And Bob Marlin allowed us to come over and play those guys this year at Lafayette. He does a great job with his team and obviously won the national championship at PSC. And there's just a lot of good coaches out there and guys that I enjoy being around. Frank Martin in South Carolina is just a great guy. And, you know, love learning from him. So, you know, you try to pick as many guys' brains as you can and kind of figure out what fits your team, it fits your style, fits your personality, and put it together from there.
Coach, you've given us more time than I can imagine here today. I just have so many questions. You know how my brain works, but I want to ask you one more question here about the, you know, the team, and because I'm infatuated with this question because we're not there all the time on the road. You guys have traveled mostly in the South, which is different than the country. But how has this season been with, you know, and you don't have to get to, obviously, this is medical records and not for us, but the COVID testing, the style, mask policies, going to different places, because you still do have to travel where a lot of people around here, their homebodies. And have you seen a lot of change this year? And what are you dealing with in the 2021 season?
Well, compared to last year, yes, a lot of change. You know, last year we had to play back-to-back days at the same venue against the same team, wear masks, and all of those different things. This year we have not had to do that. We're back to a normal, more of a normal schedule. We don't have to wear the masks on the bench. We don't have to have the bench separated. But we do still talk to our guys about, you know, being smart and being careful and, you know, do the best you can to stay away from folks and wear a mask and, you know, go to the supermarket or go to the store, or, you know, that type of thing. We just talk to them all the time about washing their hands, you know, because at some point you could catch up stuff. You know, you're seeing it right now with some of the pro athletes with different teams of guys being out. So we got to pay attention to that and continue to do our job as well as we can to prevent it from happening to our team. But hopefully we'll be able to get through the year and not have any issues.
Coach, always great to talk to you. We'll try to do this. I'll reach out to you more frequently throughout the season. Would love to have you on every week or any time that you give us. And good luck with the games ahead. We'll be heading down there to say hi. And just thank you for everything you do, not only as a great coach, but as a great leader of men in time that we need this more than ever in this country.
I appreciate all you guys do, and look forward to having you guys out to practice.
Absolutely, Coach.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
All right, take care, guys. Bye-bye.